Just want to thank Martin so much again for sponsoring the entire month of Mishnayos as we come to the final evening of the month of Sivan. Martin, your father's neshama should have an aliyah, and the entire family. Obviously, thank Martin's sister Terry in absentia as well for sponsoring in addition to Martin and Adele. So the Mishnah that we're up to tonight is a Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Lazar Ish Bar Tot. It happens to be one of my favorite Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. So lechvod Rosh Chodesh. When we give to God, we have to recognize that we're giving back to God. That if God gives us a certain talent in any area in life, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, bein begufo, bein b'mamono, whether it's in our bodies, a person who's physically strong can serve God by being in sahal, a person who's intelligent can serve God in many different ways. We have to recognize that it comes from God. And certainly a person who has certain financial means has to recognize, and Rabbeinu Yonah uses this language as well, that it's a pikadon, that God gave it to you to do the right thing with it. V'chein v'David hu omer, ki mimcha hakol miyadcha nasanu lach, that everything comes from you, and what we give to God, in essence, is just giving back to him that which he allowed us to use. L'Hashem ha'aretz umlo'ah, teva v'yoshreva. The truth of the matter is that this Mishnah can actually be a mitzvah d'araisa, if you really think about it. The pasuk says, v'yahavtas Hashem elokecha b'chol vavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'odecha. B'chol me'odecha, one of the interpretations of the Gemara, it's a din d'araisa, is b'chol mamonecha, with all of our means. So the Ran, very, very famously, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has a choice between violating a losase and parting with all of their means, the halacha is, based on the comment of the Ran, that a person would have to give up all of their means rather than violate an issa d'araisa. When it comes to mitzvah saseh, so with very few exceptions, ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah, Dalet Kosos, perhaps, if you understand that to be a chovas hayachid, but basically the rule is hamivazvez al yivazvez yoser mechomesh. But where Blazer Yish Bar Tot was formulating is such an inimitable way, kimimcha kol v'yadcha nasanu lach, what David HaMelech had formulated before, is really what the Torah says, b'chol me'odecha, with whatever God gives us. And the truth of the matter is that the idea in life is basically to identify which area God gave you. Right, there's a Zvulun and there's a Yisachar. We're talking about a little bit this morning in the Tehillim share, right? Hinei matavu manoyim shevesachem gam yachad. And I think one of the most beautiful aspects of our community and the ideology that we believe in, Achanu Chanar al Pidarko, gam ki yaskin lo yasser mimenu, is that we believe in enabling and empowering young people to find the right path in life. Not everybody is meant to fit into the same mold. And I think that that's the strength of our community, is that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people different kinds of pikdonos. Hein begufo, hein b'mamono. Puts people in different positions in life based on what their qualities and their characteristics are. Some people are musical and artistic. Some people are good at math and some people are not. And some people, again, have financial wherewithal to be able not just to give tzedakah, but to be able to do many different kinds of mitzvos in the community. And everybody has to be honest with themselves, to be dover emes bilvavo, to try to figure out what tein lo mishalo, ki ata v'shalcha shalo, is really all about. Just one final hayara on the Mishnah. You know, when Rabbi Lazar Ish Bar Tot said, sha'ata, tein lo mishalo, sha'ata v'shalcha shalo, he says, sha'ata, and not just shalcha. Up until now, we've been talking about characteristics, but sha'ata shalo, right? We say this especially during the slichos, ha'neshama lach, ve'haguf shalach, that we belong entirely to God. So contrary to, you know, basically a Western perspective that a person has autonomy, let's say, over their body, so even when it comes to she'ata, and not just shalcha shalo, she'ata shalo, so banim atem la'shem elokeichem lo sisgodedu, we're not allowed to mutilate or wound ourselves. Ksovis kaka lo sidnu b'vsarchem, we're not allowed to, you know, use our bodies as a kind of a palette for artwork. And it also means in terms of our shmiras hanefesh, there's a lot of confusion that was going on over the last 18 months about this point, that it's up to the governor to decide whether or not I have to take dinei nefasho seriously. Obviously, we can't do less than the governor, but when the Torah says, v'nishmartem ma'od nefasho seichem, it's predicated on a simple idea. She'ata v'shalcha shalo. Our lives are not our own. Our bodies are not our own to fool around with, to make light of, right? A person who's texting while driving isn't violating New Jersey state law. Of course, he is violating New Jersey state law, but he's violating a much more important law than that. He's violating Kadosh Baruch Hu's laws, violating the basic sense that we're here to protect ourselves so that we're able to serve him properly. And this is one of the most important ideas as we move away from this very challenging period that we have to carry with us. She'ata v'shalcha shalo. And so how we conduct ourselves in terms of Brios HaNefesh and Brios HaGuf is a referendum on how seriously we take the pikadon, the ultimate pikadon that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which is life itself. And we can imagine from the perspective of the one who gives life, if a person is mezalzel in that gift, how that registers from above, we wouldn't want to imagine such a thing. And so again, this is one of my favorite Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Tein lo mishalo she'ata, hein benefesh, hein beguf, hein bemamon, v'shalcha, shalom. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Maretz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos is Israel.